Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your spiritual life and business coach, Lila Jasmine Sule. I'm also a recovering hustle hard, turn my back on my feminine energy, disconnect from the divine, my productivity equals my worth kind of girl. So now it's my mission to help you ditch that disconnected lifestyle and instead align and prosper so you can experience soulful, aligned, feel-good success. You don't need no magic lamp because you are your own genie capable of manifesting your own vision. So this podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, stepping into your power, and manifesting your dream life and business. So let's jump in. Hey Grow Girls, in today's episode I'm sharing with you 5 parts of your human design chart that will change your life and why they'll change your life, how they'll change your life. So basically what we're doing is completely demystifying the whole human design topic because I feel like there's a lot of confusion as to what it is. Still, it's such a new thing comparatively that people don't know about, and often what I hear is, so is it like basically like a horoscope? And it's really so different from a horoscope. Yes, there are elements of astrology in human design, but it's really a science of you. It's the science of you and how you were designed, why you are the way you are, and what makes you you, really. It's like a roadmap to all of your goals. You have the how, you have the what, you understand all the moving parts that make you you, your gifts, your decision-making process, the way you manifest, all of these things. But what I wanted to do today was get really tangible and go super deep into the actual chart so that you can understand the specifics of human design and what you can look out for in your own design, the key elements that you can use, and that will literally change your life. Because when you understand these, so much doubt goes out the window, so much self-doubt, gone, so much ego conditioning, gone, because you can recognize when you're in that conditioning, so much just confusion of what should I do, what's right for me, gone. So it's magical. You've probably got the vibe from me already that I'm obsessed with it, but everyone who comes into my world just absolute and comes into my world as in learns about human design and that aspect of my world just absolutely falls in love with it. In fact, I even had a client today who's just only almost finished but not all the way through her 8-week one-to-one human design container with me, her coaching with me, and she's asked me for the details of how I got qualified in it because she wants to become a reader herself. That's how impactful it is. So I'm going to share with you the 5 parts of your human design that you can really focus in on, and that will change your life of your chart. But as I was mapped this out this morning of the 5 parts I want to share with you, and as we were driving home and I was thinking, okay, I'm going to jump on, I'm going to record this, I realized that I'd missed one. So really, sorry, I was just checking that my sound is good. I realized that I forgot one, because obviously the foundation, the number one key part of human design of your chart that will change your life is knowing your human design type. I did not include that in my list because it's like, obviously that's like goes without saying, I feel like, but the whole point of this is to demystify. So I feel like we do need to talk about that briefly. So this is a bonus one, if you like. And that is understanding your human design type, because basically what that's doing is like understanding who you be, understanding who you are, how you show up in the world. Just, I couldn't put it more simply than your type is who you be. It's an energy, we call it the aura of how you show up in the world. And this part could be where human design gets this like, you know, conception of, oh, okay, is it like a horoscope? Because that part is like the very overarching part of human design before we go way down into the details is type. So yes, it could be a bit like a horoscope. However, I think it's, in my opinion, way more accurate. I was never really into horoscopes. I started looking at them a little bit in 2020, but I'd never been one of those people to check my horoscope. Never really thought, like, how can you know much about me? I was very, like, logical. How can you know this stuff about me from just my birthday? But human design just got me. Like, I looked it up out of sheer curiosity because everyone was in my space were kind of posting about it, people that I followed at the time. And I was like, what is this? And then when I read my type alone, when I read that, I felt mind blown. And I felt like I've never felt so seen in my life. I've never felt so understood. And by reading it, I felt like I suddenly understand myself deeper. Like, obviously, to a level, we all know who we are, but I think it can get lost. And when you can actually look back at something, read something about yourself, suddenly it makes everything fall into place. So first and foremost, your type, that part of your human design that shows your type, will change your life forever, because it will put into words what you sometimes can't express. And that's the feedback I often get. And it will make sense. It's kind of like all the thoughts flowing around your head, it puts them into a straight line, and you kind of just suddenly see yourself as it relates to your self-image, as it relates to how you work, how you show up in the world, what works for you, what doesn't, all comes into a straight line. And it just puts who you are into sense. It teaches you so much about how your energy works and how you make things happen in the world, how you make the things that you want happen in the world. So that's the bonus one. We need to get that out of the way. It's very obvious, so I didn't include it in the five that I'm about to share with you. But for anyone who is very new to this, don't underestimate type. It underpins everything. If you don't know your type, that's the first thing you should know. Don't worry so much about, like, there's so much to learn in human design, and it should be a process that you do it one by one by one, one step at a time, digestible. This is what I do in my container. My one-to-one container I used to do this in one session, and I made it 8 weeks, because there's so much to learn in human design that it can be so overwhelming that it's better to chunk it down and learn about things one at a time. And the first place you should start if you don't know about your human design is your type. And I have a mini course which will teach you all about your type. It's called Unlock Your Magnetism with Human Design, because learning your type is all about mastering magnetism. It's all about attraction, because it's all about your energy and getting into the right aligned abundant energy where things feel natural for you. Your type shows you how to do that. So if you fill the pool, that is only £49. You can DM me the words Unlock Your Magnetism, or you can check the link in the show notes of this podcast. Okay, now I want to get into the five that I really came here to talk about. So number one, the first part of your human design chart, which I think will change your whole life and change the way that you do things, is your authority. So your authority is basically the part of your chart that has the most say, or the most power, if you like. And I always describe this as, in human design, we have all these little shapes, right? These little centers. And what they do is they each correlate to a chakra, and they link into the chakra system. They're kind of like a hybrid from the chakra system. And they use that as the foundation, if you like. And it relates to where in the body we're feeling and making decisions. Now, if you imagine that everyone's in a boardroom, and I always describe it like this, that you're in a boardroom with all these little shapes. So you've got the head center, the ajna, you've got the throat, you've got the G center, you've got the ego, the solar plexus, the sacral, the root. What have I not said? The spleen. And they're all just sitting around a table. So these little triangles, these little squares, these little shapes, diamond shapes, all sitting around a table, and they're having a board meeting. Your authority is the center that will start the meeting and be like, okay, guys, and is the leader. They're the one that has the final say. They're the person, the authority maybe, that the center that's sitting at that table. And when you've all been chatting and thinking about, okay, what do we want to do about this? What do we want to do with our company? If you imagine a board meeting as a metaphor. And everyone says their thing, and everyone gives their opinion. A diamond gives their opinion. The square gives their opinion, little triangles giving their opinion, and then the final person that everyone turns to look at in a big chair, you know, like a big CEO chair, who goes, I'm having too much fun with this analogy. Everyone turns to get their final say, you know, the head of the meeting, if you like. that center is your authority, and it's different for everyone. So there's not like millions of different options, but there's like, you know, five or six different options of what yours could be. And this is how you know if you're making aligned decisions, because you learn which of those it is for you. And I know personally, I'm an emotional authority. So my solar plexus, my emotional center, is in charge because of the waves of emotion. I have to wait until that one is in neutral before I make a decision. Then I go to a second center, which is when we get into more depth, into your personal chart. So when you understand your authority and you know which of your centers is sitting in that dominant chair, what you understand is how you can make decisions that are truly right for you. You cut through all the noise and the should I do this, should I do that, what's right for me, what's not. And you know exactly how to feel into what's right for you, because you know which part of the body it's coming from, you know which center it's coming from. And this is so powerful because it removes all of the ego conditioning and often making decisions from, I should do this. You know, if I do this, then I'll be liked, or then I'll be popular, or then I'll be successful, or whatever it is. All of this is the ego conditioning that's leading us away from our true self. Our true self is the part of us that truly makes a decision from a higher self perspective, from an aligned perspective. And when we know which center we're meant to be listening to, we know where that sits. So when you understand your authority, you'll no longer like kind of chase your tail trying to make decisions. You'll understand how you best make aligned decisions. And this was huge for me, because now I can recognize, oh wait, you know, I'm feeling the pull to do something, to make a decision. I'm panicking over a decision. And then I think, okay, I'm an emotional authority. Let's come back to my strategy in terms of my way that I make decisions. And it just removes all the guesswork and it makes it so much easier. The second part of your chart that will change your life is your strategy. This is how you make things happen. I use the word make, but it's not so hustly. But essentially, it is just how you would achieve any goal, anything that you wanted, is through your strategy. And each type has a different strategy. So I'm a manifesting generator. You could be a generator, could be a projector, you could be a manifestor, or you could be a reflector. There's five different options. And your strategy will vary based on which one you are. But the reason this is life-changing is because, again, this catches the ego. And it manages all the doubt that you may feel when you think you're not doing enough. Because instead you know how to draw things in. So you don't have to worry, am I doing enough, am I not? Because when you understand your strategy, it cuts through the noise. Your strategy could either be to initiate, which is a small percentage of the world. So think of it this way, if you want to achieve a goal, what you're going to do, most likely you're going to go out there and start initiating and trying to make things happen. Right? If you want to be on a podcast, for example, you might start emailing loads of podcasts, and that's initiating. Makes logical sense in the mind, right? However, there's only a small percentage of the population that are designed to get goals by doing that, by initiating. Believe it or not, it blew my mind when I found this out. There's only a small percentage of people who are going to have success and ease doing it that way. Success, ease, and alignment doing it that way. The other strategies are to respond, which is me. My strategy is to respond. And that's where something comes up and you respond to it. So every time I've got a feature or anything like that, it's been because it's come into my world. It's come into my inbox. Someone's emailed me. Someone's DM'd me. It's come into my space and I've just responded. And when I've initiated and tried and forced it, it just hasn't worked. So it could be to initiate. Your strategy could be to respond. It could be to wait for the invitation. And that is where you basically just receive opportunities, offers, invites. Sometimes they can be more subtle than that. And I talk more about this in my course, how to recognize if you are that authority, if you are that strategy, what an invite is.
but you are literally allowing it to come to you. So there's three different, and then there's also waiting for a lunar cycle, so waiting to really anchor in and then taking action, which again is so against our conditioning that we could wait 30 days, so against our conditioning. But the idea of human design is not about you should do this and you must do it like this. It's about when you do it like this, it gets to be so much easier. And that is what I've truly found, that when I'm responding, it's so easy. When I want to, you know, attract new clients, and I just wait till something pops up, and it gets to be so much easier. Whereas when I would initiate and try and force and offer things, and, you know, offer like free sessions and sales calls and initiate all these things, it was difficult. When I just put it out there and then I respond, the people that come my way, it's just always so much more aligned. I get soul sister clients, the people that are serious, the people that are aligned, that are a joy to work with. So when you understand your strategy, and that's the second part of your human design that I really want to point out to you, you will find so much more flow. You will get your goals easier with more flow. It will feel fun, it will feel enjoyable, it won't feel like, oh my God, I want to pull out my hair, this is so hard. You actually get to have your goals in a way that is easier, more fun, and more aligned, that feels much more natural to you. And that's what human design is about. It's about uncovering your natural way of doing things ultimately. That can be, you know, hidden beneath the surface. It might seem obvious, but so many of us are not aware. And when I share human design with people and tell them about their design, usually they're like, it's a combination of two things. It's like shock, like, oh my God, I'm not doing it like that at the minute. But then also like deep resonance, that they're like, but at the same time, this makes so much sense. It feels right. It feels like it's something that I've always known, but like I forgot it. And that's what I would describe human design as. It's like something that is not something new that you have to learn to do that you've never heard of. It's just cutting out all the noise and all the fat and all of the things that don't align for you, and revealing just what matters and just the value. And just coming back to that and reminding you of what that is, and you suddenly seeing something that was so buried that you'd forgotten. But actually it feels really good and it feels really aligned. The third part of your human design chart that will change your life is your life theme. Now, this is kind of like a way in which you will be in the world, something that you will naturally do and naturally bring to the world in all areas of your life. So yes, it has a lot of relation to career. It has a lot of relation to, you know, how you interact with other humans, but it's really showing up in every area of your life. It's not just about career. And essentially, when you're following your life theme, it brings your purpose to life. So for all of you who have ever wondered, like, what am I supposed to be doing in the world? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? Like, am I doing what I'm meant to be doing? Am I following the path that is meant for me? Am I fulfilling my purpose here on this earth? The life theme in human design is huge for helping you with that and helping you to uncover that, because it gives it to you in such a simple way. And this isn't like your life purpose is to be a doctor or a lawyer or a sports person. It's a little more abstract than that. It's more of a way of being that you can express in different ways, but it really comes down to the underlying thing that you're here to do. And you can do this in all areas. So for example, mine is to stand on my own two feet and to empower others and to help others to do the same. And when I found this out, I was like shook, because this is like what I've been doing with Get Up and Grow Girl. This is the purpose of Get Up and Grow Girl, but it's so much clearer to me now. And at least once a week, I'll come back to my purpose, my life theme, and realign myself to it and be like, am I doing things that help people stand on their own two feet? Because when I first started this, when I first started my online business, I was still holding on to the personal training side of my career a lot. And that's where I'd come from pre-pandemic. But I was so drawn to obviously life coaching and business coaching and the holistic coaching that I'm doing now as a manifestation coach is covering all of those aspects. And when I heard that purpose, it just deeply like gave me the encouragement or the self-belief to know that this is part of my purpose. To help others stand on their own feet. It doesn't say to help people in the gym. It's like basically to help people stand on their own feet, like create what they want, do what they want to do, right? Create for themselves. Standing on your own two feet for me is about creating a life that you want. It's an element of independence, right? And so when I realized that that was my life theme, it gave me this deep, like, belief, this thing to always fall back on whenever I would doubt myself or wonder, can I do this? Should I go back to personal training? It's like, no, this is literally my human design. Bye, babe. Kez is going out. It was literally in my human design. And that is so powerful. And it shows up in every area of your life. So again, in my friendships, I play this role where it's just natural that I'll naturally start talking, you know, about helping how they can achieve what they want. My best, closest friends, it always comes down to like achieving what you want and making your dreams a reality, which is literally the foundation of my business. And sometimes I'd beat myself up and be like, oh, am I being too much? Am I sharing things that they don't care about, etc., etc.? And again, this helps me to be my most unfiltered self and come back to who I am. Because I'm like, it's in my human design. It is my purpose to help others stand on their own two feet. That's not just in career. It's in every area of your life. It will show up in some shape or form. And so I realized that, okay, I'm being me. I don't need to beat myself up and try to go against my natural inclinations of me sitting there having a coffee with someone, a friend, and they're telling me about what they're going through. And I'm like biting my tongue, trying not to do my purpose, which is to empower, which is to start talking about and helping them, whether it's just through asking questions. It doesn't mean like telling you what to do, but ultimately helping them to create that and stand on their own two feet and to create what they want. Even with Kez's children, right? Kez has kids. And even when we're with them, I noticed that when we were playing like a stupid game, like we're playing like charades or something, like, you know, where you act it out. And one of the kids was like, I can't do it. Oh, no one's getting it. No one's getting it. I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. Keep going. Keep going. When they wanted to walk off and like just quit. It's in my nature. I realized just in all areas to be that way of like get you to sort of stand on your own feet and achieve what you want. And when you understand yours, it just takes off all of this, like the mind, the ego is so powerful and persistent sometimes, right? In telling us that we're too much, or that we shouldn't be doing what we're doing, or that it's, you know, who are we to do that, or we're not qualified enough, or whatever. And when you come back to your life theme, your human design purpose, it brings that into perspective. It shows you your gifts in a simple phrase, and it gives you the boost that you need, but also it gives you clarity. I think I work with a lot of people who are confused about what they should be doing, and it should never feel like a should, which is why I love human design, because it's not saying this is your one thing that you have to do in life, strict path. It's giving you an embodiment. It's giving you an expression of how that could look. And there are different ways that you could actually follow that and actually do it. There's different avenues to fulfilling your purpose. So it cuts through the noise, it gives you clarity, it cuts through all of the self-doubt, shows you what you're there to do, and really brings everything you want to do together. So it brings such a sense of fulfillment. A sense of fulfillment and a sense of permission to be your full self and to be your, you know, your whole unfiltered self. So that is huge. Number four, your personality. Your personality is how you show up in the world and how others will see you. So in a sense, it can be a, you know, a bit of a guidance to the projection other people will put on you, which isn't a bad thing. I'm going to explain more about that. But your personality is a combination of two different numbers that represent a way of being. And they relate to how you learn. And also how you, what you kind of fulfill in the world. So for example, I'm a 5-1. The 5 represents challenge solver. So they all have like a little archetype. And I am someone who naturally will find solutions and naturally is like looking to help solve problems. But I'm also someone who other people will sort of come to me with their questions. and come to me with their like problems and sort of almost look to me as a solver. This was huge for me in learning this because I've always been that way. Like I just said, with my friends, I will naturally like try to help solve problems. And in the past, sometimes I've been like, am I being too much? Should I just, you know, I'm supposed to just sit and listen and not, you know, not share this. But then I realized that this is in my nature. So I can only be my full self. Of course, I'll do the healing work, make sure I'm in my higher expression. I'm not trying to fix people, but it's in my nature to see solutions and to want to share those solutions. So one, I stopped trying to like censor myself. And I know that like in terms of friendships, it's different if you just randomly, you know, meet acquaintances or whatever. But in terms of friendships, I know that if I'm going to have a friendship, I need to be my authentic self. And my authentic self is to share solutions. So I've attracted a group of friends who really honor, love and respect that. And they come to me with, you know, challenges and they want that guidance. Instead of me feeling that, you know, I have to shut my mouth and just be quiet and just nod, I've developed a friendships where I can be that full expression of myself. And I understand it, so I can be conscious of it and I can also express it to others so they know what to expect from me. But equally, knowing that showed me that often, as I said, people project onto you. It shows us the part of a personality that people project onto us, and often people will feel that I can solve their problems. And this always happens, that if I meet someone first time we meet, we are then going deep into like their life problems and their life challenges, and we are figuring it out, and we are like, you know, I'm asking the questions, we end up talking about human design, talking about NLP, talking about neuroscience, talking about limiting beliefs, you know, all the things that I do, and I love it. But sometimes it's, you know, I have to learn that it's not always for me to solve, and I don't have to take that responsibility on. And I can share if I have ideas, but it's not my job to fix it. Whereas I'd often go out to a bar, especially when Kez used to work in the bar, and I'd just sit by the bar and chill when I wanted to see him and end up chatting to people. And then they'd be telling me their life story and I'd love it. And I'd be giving them, you know, a little bit of tips here and there. But then suddenly it would cross over into like, it's my job to fix this. And I would feel that I have to fix this for them. And I don't know what, like start like, you know, checking in on them every day and following up and sending them all these resources and like completely free. I would get stuck in this, like, you know, this role of the challenge solver. And sometimes I would feel like people would only come to me for like solutions. And the five in my profile, I learned that when you have this, it's important for you to feel seen and loved for things aside from solving problems. So I know that in my relationships now, that I need that, and I'm conscious of it, and I communicate it, and I also seek it out. Because you have to be conscious of what you want and need before you can get it from a friendship, right? So your personality in human design really helps you to put that into words. It's things, again, it's not something that you might never have known, but you might never have been able to make sense of it and verbalize it, which is how I felt. So the five helped me in that way. Knowing I'm a challenge solver, I use that in my work. The five in my profile is very entrepreneurial. So I use that in my work, in the way that I create new offers and I create systems and create structures for my clients. Those are like me getting to solve challenges, which I love. But knowing that sometimes other people might project onto me and want me to fix stuff for them, and that I don't have to fix everyone. It's not my job to solve everyone's problems was big, because I became a massive people pleaser throughout my life because of that dynamic, that I noticed people would come to me with their problems. And I don't get me wrong, I do love solving them a lot of the time, but I can't solve everything for everyone. And that's what I learned. And I did find that a lot of the time I'd make a friend or an acquaintance through somebody else, and without building that friendship gradually, it would go from zero to me fixing all of their problems. And it's not healthy, right? And so by learning personality, you're able to cut through that. You're able to see the shadows of your personality. Human design is really great at pointing that out and where to draw the line and where you might be, you know, going too far with it, because it's always about potential. Your human design is about potential, and it's about how you use it. Then to give another example, the one in my profile represents my investigator. archetype, investigator nature. So I love to deeply understand things. I need to understand things through more traditional sense. Information. I need a solid understanding. Some people, if you have a 2 in your profile, you're more of a natural, you just have a natural understanding of certain things. If you have a 3, you have to go out there and live and experience and experiment. And that's how you best learn. For me, with a 1, I have to gain knowledge and understanding. So research, usually reading books, courses, qualifications. That's why I have so many qualifications. Rather than just being like, I do this and this and this and I just do it intuitively, I get qualified in it because that is what's aligned for me. So by learning this 1, I understand that I need a solid foundation before I can actually show up in my highest expression. And when I'm not sure, and I don't feel super clear, so for me, that's if I haven't fully researched something, that will show up massively. And it's like a form of self-sabotage, or most likely self-sabotage myself. And you know what? That is kind of what I did. When I first learned about human design, I was so passionate about it. And I've always felt intuitively like I understood it. I intuitively understood human design early on. But because of the 1 in my profile, I need to understand it mentally too, right? And when I first started my course, I hadn't even finished it. I started like putting out human design content. And I think I offered like a free human design session as a practice 1. But when I was doing it, I felt like I didn't feel very confident. I didn't feel I was showing up in my highest expression. I was doubting myself. And that's because I needed that solid foundation and I didn't give it to myself yet. So I learned from that, and I use this in my business massively, is that I need to fully understand something to show up confidently. And the more I study, the more I show up confidently, the more I help people, the more I get results in my clients, the more I get new clients coming to me, because the magnetic energy comes out of me when I fully understand something. Some of you won't have that. You'll show up confidently when you have lived it, or just naturally because it's intuitive. For me, it's really that number 1, that understanding. So learning this is key, and it's helped me, because now even in what I invest in my business, I know that the best thing for me to invest in, aside from 1-to-1, which everyone needs because, you know, blind spots, 1-to-1 support, of course, helps you to see things that you couldn't see. It's that 1-to-1 dynamic is, you know, gold. But aside from that, I learned that like webinars and things from people who are like giving inspirational ideas, it doesn't connect with me, because I already have so much like inspiration in my mind. What I want is knowledge. Like, I want courses. I want to learn the new skill. I want to learn how things work. That is what's most aligned for me, but not for everyone. So it's really so much deep information you're learning about yourself in your personality that changes your behavior. I would say your personality massively changes your behavior because it teaches you how you best do things and what is the most aligned way for you to do things. And so a lot changed for me when I learned that. And a lot will change for you because you'll learn how others see you and what they might be projecting onto you. And you'll be able to take off some of that pressure by understanding it. But you'll also gain so much confidence for seeing how other people see you. Because whilst I said that challenge solver can sometimes mean I've got a lot of pressure on me from other people, the other side of it is that I realize that's the side of me that other people see, which is that I can solve things for them. So all that doubt that I used to feel, and thinking doubting myself, thinking that people don't see that in me, or that I don't, you know, that they wouldn't trust me to solve their challenges, I realize it's not true. And that other people do see it. And when I've been sharing this with clients, they've often been like, I was saying to a client the other day that she's got a natural leadership quality in her design. And she's like, I just don't see that at all. And I was like, well, that's probably because it's unconscious. It's that more unconscious side of your personality. But you do have that. You are a natural leader. And so you can massively just break down imposter syndrome in a second, because this is in your design. And it really resonated. And it was really like, you know, awakening for her to be told that she is a natural leader and she doesn't see herself that way. But she can see that it is a part of her design, where everything is resonating so much, everything else. It shows what's, you know, conditioning and what's our ego trying to say, no, that's not me. Okay, the final thing that I'm going to share, the final part of your human design, which will change your life, is your gates, or what we call gifts. So these are loads of little numbers around your chart. There are 62 of them. And you will have some of these colored in. And these are your gifts. And they represent how you show up in the world. I keep saying that phrase. I realize now that I've said that phrase every time, but it's because it's an overarching way of describing it, but each one is different. Your gifts are like your unique genius. They're like your like talent, if you like, and you'll have multiple. And when they all come together, it's really understanding your unique talents. So, you know, for example, it might be like a talent for telling the truth. I was doing a report for a client who has this way of telling the truth where she just says it like it is. And she's been in some of my group containers, such as the Goddess in a Circle, where we do healing in love and in relationships. And she's been in it and we've been talking about guys and, you know, dating and stuff. And she's just called it out and just been like, just said something really like sassy and funny. But it's like the cutting truth, and it cuts through all the bullshit, and we're like, oh my God, you're so right. But it was funny, and it was, we were laughing, and it didn't feel heavy. And that's one of her gifts. It's in her chart, is that she can tell the truth with the bubbly, effervescent, like jokey kind of way, where she can just tell it in a way that doesn't land like, oh my God, awkward, ooh, that cut. It's like fun, and it takes away the serious heaviness of telling the truth. And I always use the example of like in Love Island. I don't know if people watch Love Island, but whenever I see it, it's like there's always someone who ends up being kind of like the bitchy person in the group. And they just like, you know, they're kind of like saying bullshit, basically talking shit, and bitching about other people. They're basically just being a bit of a, you know, they need to be slightly checked. And you could always see everyone sitting around them looking like everyone's thinking it, but no one wants to say it. And then sometimes there is that one person who says it. But what you need in that situation is you need someone to say it and just be like, you know, and say it in a jokey way, a sassy way, and call them out in a way that doesn't make it so heavy and doesn't embarrass the person. If you can laugh about it and joke about it and call bullshit, but in a lighthearted way, it doesn't embarrass the person. It makes it lighthearted, it makes it a joke. And it's such a talent to be able to do that, right? Because you can actually speak the truth, say what everyone wants to say, but say it in a way that doesn't feel so heavy, doesn't like victimize someone, doesn't hurt that person, is such a gift. And this is for an example, because it's a gift that was in a couple of my clients, actually, human design chart. So when you know your gifts, you're going to feel so much more confident in being you. You're going to unlock some of the things that have always been there, but you're conditioning, your shyness, your worry, your fear, your need to fit in, all of that, you know, kind of closes away those gifts and makes you hide them away. You just reopen them because you can see now that this is in your design. This is your gift. It's kind of like, I see like human design as like this really supportive structure, kind of like a hug from the universe, something that we as humans, we doubt ourselves so much. And it's like having somebody say to you, someone like the universe say, you have this in you, and just kind of tell you like, you can do this, you have this. Like, if I'm telling you and I'm the universe and I'm a formal structure of the universe, then you can believe me. And sometimes I just feel like we need that little bit of support. And also just to read something about you. I made notes today. I never normally make notes, and I never normally make them in paper, but I did. Reading something about you and being like, oh my God, this is me. It's such an eye-opening experience, and it's such a paradigm-shifting experience. And you may see back on my feed a couple of posts ago, I shared a little like snippet from a human design session with a client where she said, this was after just two sessions, how she was feeling and how she was sharing an opinion, a strong opinion, talking about what she does. And she started to feel this imposter syndrome. She started blushing and feeling that she shouldn't be sharing this. And she was sharing it to someone who has a very like esteemed job. And she started to get all this imposter syndrome of, who am I to say this? And then her human design popped back into her head, and she remembered the things we spoke about. And we had spoken about her way of communicating, which are the gifts of the throat center. And one of her gifts is speaking intuitively, not using facts and figures, but just speaking very, very intuitively. And we spoke about that in the call, and she said she remembered it in that moment, and she continued to speak, and she was really, really happy that she did. And she possibly shared some information with someone that might change, you know, the way that they live and the way that they speak and empower others. It was a doctor. So she shared something with that person who will then go and share with other people and patients, something that could massively help them and their health. So it just shows how paradigm shifting this is. Human design, I would say, is truly about changing the way you see yourself so that it becomes 10 times more empowering. You see yourself in a 10 times more empowering way, and you unlock all of those gifts. You'd stop because you've already had them. Human design is not about giving you a gift that you don't have already. It's about pointing you to all the things that you already have that you might be shying away from, you might be scared of, you might be hiding, you might be, you know, just doubting and not believing that they're there. And it shows you that they are. So those are the five parts of your human design chart that I wanted to highlight. And I wanted to really demystify, and I hope that this is broken down for you a bit more what it is. It's really a science. If you see a chart, it'll make sense because it looks like a scientific like circuit, like when you're in school and you used to do circuits and like play around with the wires. It's exactly like that. And it shows how you light up, like lighting up a circuit. And how you, what I mean by light up is basically be your most magnetic, gifted, you know, powerful self. All of that lies within your chart. And it's such a tool of deconditioning. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that it gave you more of an understanding and an insight. And if you did like it, and if you are new to human design, I know I have a lot of podcast listeners who are like fairly new to, who are newer to human design and have found out of it through my content. I would love it if you would DM me or share with me something that you would like to hear about on the podcast about human design. I know it's such a big topic and it can be confusing. And with the podcast, obviously I'm not live with you guys, so I don't know if it's resonating. And so if there are things that you would really love to know about, questions or just understanding parts of it, you want me to talk more about something or whatever, DM me, because I will take it on board and consider it for my podcast episodes and try to think about how I can explain this sometimes very mystical topic in a really easier, digestible way that actually makes sense. Hey, Michaela, Queen Michaela is here. She said the timing of this, the conditioning is real. Ooh, yes. Interested to know what conditioning that is. But yes, we all can open up to conditioning sometimes. And I feel like there's a lot going on at the minute in the energies, because I'm feeling, I know you have an open solar plexus. And I'm feeling, I don't, but I'm feeling a lot of feels at the minute, a lot of emotions, a lot of waves of emotion. And I'm wondering if collectively people with defined emotional centers are putting out a lot right now, and if that is having an impact on you. Anyway, let me know if there are things you would like me to demystify more about human design. But I hope this has highlighted to you the five powerful things you might not have even been aware of that are within your human design, and how they will change your life when you understand what they are for you and you dig into these areas of your chart. If you feel the pull to do that, you can do that in my 8-week one-to-one container, so we can work together. Michaela has done it herself. She's here. I was actually talking about you, wasn't I, throughout this without realizing that you were here, but I was talking about you and being a truth teller. So she's done it. And essentially what that is we will get together through Zoom and we will have coaching calls where I will break down your full design, eight weeks of doing that. You will also have a full report, which is like a Bible of you, where I break down again your full design. You will have action steps bi-weekly so that you can actually go away and learn how to integrate your design and to come back to living in line with it and in line with your gifts. And the point of this ultimately is to unlock the path of the least resistance and the most abundance. As I said, it's just about achieving what you want in a way that's so much more natural, so much more effortless, and so much less grind and force. As I said about my press features and things like that, like it can come in just naturally. It really does get to be so much easier than we make it. But the conditioning, as she said, is real. And Michaela says, I have and I love it. Yay. So if you fill the pool for that, DM me the words my success blueprint and I will send you the link to check it out. I have one spot in May or to start at the end of this month. Just one, okay? And if you want to know about your type, if you're very new to human design and you're not ready to jump into one-to-one, but you want to understand your human design, your type and your strategy will be broken down in the Unlock Your Magnetism course, which is self-paced. You can get it, do it, go over it as many times as you want, permanently have access to it for just £49. So DM me if you want the deets to either of those. I'm going to share this on the podcast and on Instagram in case you missed the beginning. And I hope you enjoyed. And thanks, Michaela, for hopping by. Bye, guys. So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.